Imagine being handed the keys to unlock your nursing career. That's exactly what Saunders Comprehensive Review for the NCLEX-RN examination offers to aspiring nurses worldwide. This legendary review guide, often spotted in the hands of sleep-deprived nursing students in coffee shops and hospital cafeterias, has become the gold standard for NCLEX preparation. Even Florence Nightingale herself might have appreciated its methodical approach to nursing knowledge. With over 5,700 practice questions and a systematic organization that breaks down complex concepts into manageable chunks, it's no wonder this book has helped launch countless nursing careers and remains a bestseller in nursing education circles year after year. The nursing profession is evolving rapidly, and so is the NCLEX-RN examination. The National Council of State Boards of Nursing, NCSBN, has recognized that today's newly licensed nurses face increasingly complex decisions for higher acuity clients, creating an urgent need for stronger clinical judgment skills. This realization has driven the development of the next generation NCLEX, NGN, examination launched in April 2023. At the heart of this evolution is clinical judgment, the observed outcome of critical thinking and decision-making that develops through experience and reflection. The NCSBN Clinical Judgment Measurement Model identifies six essential cognitive skills that form the foundation of effective clinical judgment: recognize cues, identifying relevant information from various sources; analyze cues, interpreting information to determine client needs; prioritize hypotheses, ranking problems by urgency; generate solutions, identifying possible interventions; take action, implementing interventions; and evaluate outcomes, comparing actual outcomes with expected ones. These skills aren't just theoretical constructs. They're applied throughout nursing practice in assessment, diagnosis, planning, implementation, evaluation, prioritization, delegation, communication, and client advocacy. When a nurse notices a client's declining oxygen saturation, recognizing cues, connects it to the client's respiratory condition, analyzing cues, determines this requires immediate attention, prioritizing possible interventions like oxygen therapy or position changes, generating solutions, implements those interventions, taking action, and then reassesses to determine effectiveness, evaluating outcomes, they're demonstrating clinical judgment in action. The NGN examination introduces innovative item types designed to better assess these clinical judgment skills. These include standalone items and case studies using formats such as extended drag and drop, enhanced hotspot, extended multiple response, close, drop-down, matrix, grid, and bow tie questions. Unlike traditional NCLEX questions that are scored dichotomously, right or wrong, many NGN items use partial credit scoring to better evaluate the nuances of clinical decision-making. This shift represents a significant advancement in nursing licensure examination. Rather than simply testing knowledge recall, the NGN measures a candidate's ability to think through complex clinical scenarios, a skill that's essential for safe and effective nursing practice in today's healthcare environment. The NCLX-RN examination employs a sophisticated computerized adaptive test, CAT, system that dynamically adjusts to each candidate's performance level. Questions are presented one at a time, with the computer algorithm analyzing each response to select subsequent questions of appropriate difficulty. For example, if a candidate correctly answers a question about medication dosage calculation, the next question might be more challenging, perhaps involving multiple medications or complex patient scenarios. This creates a highly personalized testing experience that efficiently assesses each individual's competence level across various nursing domains. The examination contains between 85 and 150 questions, with candidates allowed a maximum of 5 hours for completion. Within these questions, 15 are unidentified pretest items that serve as pilot questions for future exams but don't affect the candidate's score. These pretest items undergo rigorous statistical analysis to ensure their validity and reliability before being included in future examinations. All questions are crafted at or above the application level of cognitive ability, with approximately 70% at the analysis level, requiring advanced critical thinking and clinical judgment. Questions might include complex patient scenarios, prioritization of care decisions, or delegation challenges that nurses commonly face in clinical practice. The exam's adaptive nature means it concludes when one of four specific conditions is met. The candidate demonstrates minimum competence with 95% confidence, passing, demonstrates lack of minimum competence with 95% confidence, failing, reaches the maximum number of questions, 150, or uses the maximum time allowed, 5 hours. For instance, a strong candidate might pass after only 85 questions if they consistently demonstrate high-level competence, while others might need all 150 questions to determine their proficiency level. The registration process involves multiple carefully coordinated steps. Candidates must first contact their State Board of Nursing to verify eligibility requirements, which typically include graduation from an approved nursing program and completion of required background checks. After confirming eligibility, candidates register through Pearson VUE's online system, pay the examination fee, approximately $200 to $300, and receive their authorization to test. ATT is valid for a specific time frame, usually 90 days, during which candidates must schedule and take their exam at a Pearson Professional Center. Testing centers implement comprehensive security protocols to maintain examination integrity. These measures include biometric identification through fingerprints or palm vein patterns, digital signatures, and continuous video monitoring. Candidates must present valid unexpired identification that exactly matches their ATT form. Even minor discrepancies can result in being denied testing. Personal items, including watches, phones, jewelry, and certain clothing items, are strictly prohibited in the testing room. Secure lockers are provided for storing personal belongings, and candidates are given erasable boards and markers for note-taking during the exam. Testing room conditions are carefully controlled, with standardized lighting, temperature, and noise levels to ensure a consistent testing environment for all candidates nationwide. The NCLEX-RN test plan is strategically organized around client needs categories that reflect the essential areas of nursing practice. This comprehensive framework ensures thorough coverage of the knowledge, skills, and abilities required for entry-level nursing competency, while maintaining high standards of patient care and safety. The Safe and Effective Care Environment category, 21 to 27% of test questions, encompasses two critical subcategories, management of care and safety and infection control. Management of care focuses on leadership skills, resource allocation, and care coordination, including delegation decisions, chain of command, and prioritization of care. Safety and infection control addresses crucial aspects like proper hand hygiene protocols, sterile technique, radiation safety, body mechanics, and emergency response procedures. Questions in this category might present scenarios requiring candidates to demonstrate understanding of HIPAA regulations, proper documentation practices, or appropriate delegation to unlicensed assistive personnel. Health promotion and maintenance, 6 to 12% of questions, evaluates the nurse's capacity to implement and assess preventive health strategies across the lifespan. This includes detailed knowledge of developmental milestones from infancy through late adulthood, age-appropriate health screening recommendations, and lifestyle modification strategies. Questions might address specific scenarios, such as teaching breast self-examination techniques, explaining the importance of colorectal cancer screening after age 45, or providing guidance about recommended childhood immunization schedules according to CDC guidelines. The five integrated processes, caring, communication and documentation, culture and spirituality, nursing process, and teaching and learning, are woven throughout all categories. These processes represent core nursing competencies that influence every aspect of patient care. For example, the nursing process, assessment, diagnosis, planning, implementation, and evaluation provides the systematic framework for clinical decision-making, while culture and spirituality ensures culturally competent care delivery that respects diverse beliefs and practices. The NCLEX-RN examination employs diverse question formats to comprehensively evaluate nursing knowledge, clinical judgment, and critical thinking abilities. Each format serves a specific purpose in assessing a candidate's readiness for professional nursing practice. Understanding these formats and developing targeted strategies for each type is crucial for exam success. Traditional multiple-choice questions remain the foundation of the exam, presenting a stem followed by four options. These questions range from straightforward knowledge recall to complex scenarios requiring multi-step analysis. The stem may be either a direct question or an incomplete statement, and distractors are carefully crafted to represent common misconceptions or partial understandings. Successful navigation requires not only content mastery, but also the ability to identify keywords and eliminate implausible options systematically. Multiple response questions, often called Select All That Apply, SADA, present a more rigorous challenge. Candidates must evaluate 5 to 8 options and select all correct choices, typically ranging from 2 to 5 correct answers. These questions frequently address priority setting, safety measures, or client education topics. For example, a question might ask about appropriate interventions for a client with deep vein thrombosis, requiring identification of multiple correct nursing actions, such as ambulation, compression stockings, and elevation of affected limb. Fill-in-the-blank questions focus primarily on precise numerical calculations and measurements. These questions commonly involve medication dosage calculations, drip rates, intake and output measurements, or vital sign parameters. Accuracy is paramount. Answers must be entered as plain numbers without units or special characters. For instance, calculating the flow rate for an IV infusion or determining the exact dosage of a medication based on body weight. Hotspot questions leverage visual learning by requiring candidates to interact with images. These might include identifying specific anatomical landmarks for injection sites, marking the correct placement for chest tube insertion, or locating heart valve positions on a cardiac diagram. This format assesses both theoretical knowledge and practical application in a clinical context. Traditional chart/exhibit questions mirror real-world clinical practice by presenting multiple data sources that must be synthesized. Candidates might need to review laboratory results, medication records, and nursing notes to determine appropriate interventions. These questions assess information literacy and clinical decision-making skills essential for safe nursing practice. The next generation NCLEX, NGN, introduces innovative item types that better reflect the complexity of actual nursing practice. Extended drag-and-drop items require matching multiple elements, such as pairing appropriate interventions with specific patient symptoms or organizing care priorities. Enhanced hotspot questions might involve identifying multiple pressure points on a patient assessment diagram or marking several concerning areas on an EKG reading. Matrix questions present complex scenarios in grid format, requiring candidates to evaluate multiple aspects of a situation simultaneously, such as assessing different interventions across various patient conditions. Each question type requires specific preparation strategies and practice techniques. Success on the NCLEX-RN depends on familiarity with these formats and the ability to apply nursing knowledge appropriately within each context. Regular practice with all question types, particularly the newer NGN formats, helps develop the flexibility and analytical skills needed for exam success. Clinical judgment, the cornerstone of effective nursing practice, doesn't develop overnight. It's a complex skill that grows through deliberate practice, thoughtful reflection, and consistent application. To prepare for the NCLEX-RN, particularly the next-generation NCLEX, NGN components, candidates must systematically strengthen each of the 6 cognitive skills outlined in the National Clinical Judgment Measurement Model, NCJMM. Recognition of cues requires developing a keen eye for significant clinical data. Practice identifying relevant information in case studies by asking, "What vital signs are outside normal ranges? Which lab values warrant immediate attention? Which subjective symptoms align with the client's condition?" For instance, in a diabetic patient, recognizing the triad of polyuria, polydipsia, and polyphagia as classic symptoms requires both theoretical knowledge and practical observation skills. Create habits of scanning for red flags, like a blood glucose of 400 milligrams per deciliter, or subtle changes in mental status that might indicate emerging complications. Analyzing cues demands sophisticated pattern recognition abilities. Consider a post-cardiac surgery patient presenting with decreased urine output, crackles in lung bases, and increasing oxygen requirements. These seemingly separate findings, when analyzed together, might suggest developing heart failure. Practice creating concept maps linking assessment findings to potential underlying causes. Use frameworks like the nursing process and body systems approach to organize your analysis systematically. Prioritization of hypotheses requires strategic thinking and quick decision-making. When confronted with multiple issues, say a patient with chest pain, elevated blood sugar, and a stage 2 pressure ulcer, which demands immediate intervention? Apply the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation, first, then consider Maslow's hierarchy and the stability complexity matrix. Life-threatening conditions always take precedence over comfort measures or routine care. Generating solutions involves creating a comprehensive care plan that addresses both immediate needs and underlying causes. For example, in managing a patient with acute pain, consider pharmacological interventions, pain medications, non-pharmacological approaches, positioning, relaxation techniques, and preventive measures, scheduled pain assessments. Develop a toolkit of evidence-based interventions for common clinical scenarios while understanding their rationale and contraindications. Taking action requires both technical competence and clinical confidence. This means knowing not just what to do, but how and when to do it. Practice proper medication administration techniques, sterile procedures, and emergency responses until they become second nature. Understand delegation principles, what tasks can be assigned to LPNs versus CNAs, and develop clear communication protocols for handoffs and emergencies. Evaluating outcomes involves continuous assessment and critical reflection. Establish clear, measurable goals for interventions. What vital sign parameters indicate improvement? What level of pain relief is acceptable? What timeline is reasonable for seeing results? Document findings systematically and adjust care plans based on patient response. For instance, if a patient's pain remains at 7 out of 10 despite medication, what alternatives should be considered? Strengthen these skills through diverse learning methods, complete virtual simulations, practice with NCLEX-style questions focusing on clinical judgment, participate in case study discussions, and maximize learning from clinical rotations. Create a study routine that intentionally addresses each component of clinical judgment, perhaps focusing on one skill per week while integrating previous learning. Remember that clinical judgment extends beyond the NCLEX. It's the foundation of safe, effective nursing practice. Each patient encounter is an opportunity to refine these critical thinking skills and develop the clinical intuition that characterizes expert nursing care. Success on the NCLEX-RN requires more than just knowledge. It demands effective test-taking strategies and a methodical approach to preparation. Here are key strategies to maximize your chances of success. Develop a structured study plan that covers all content areas while emphasizing your personal areas of weakness. The Pyramid to Success approach recommends beginning with a comprehensive review of fundamental concepts before progressing to more complex topics. Use the pretest available on the Evolve site to generate an individualized study calendar that targets your specific needs. When approaching NCLEX questions, focus on what the question is actually asking. Identify the subject of the question and any strategic words that indicate the type of thinking required. Words like priority, first, best, and most important signal the need to rank options rather than simply identifying correct information. For questions requiring prioritization, apply frameworks like the ABCs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, or the nursing process. Remember that physiological needs generally take precedence over psychosocial concerns, and assessment typically comes before implementation. When analyzing answer options, use the process of elimination to rule out clearly incorrect choices. Look for comparable or alike options, as these are unlikely to all be correct. Be wary of absolute terms like always or never, which are rarely accurate in the nuanced field of nursing. Instead, favor options with qualifiers like may, often, or usually. For next-generation NCLEX items, think beyond the traditional right-wrong paradigm. Consider the clinical scenario holistically, evaluating the relative appropriateness of different interventions rather than looking for a single correct answer. Practice with case studies that require application of all six cognitive skills in the NCJM. Remember that the NCLEX-RN tests minimum competency for safe practice, not perfect knowledge. Focus on safety principles, particularly related to medication administration, infection control, and prevention of complications. When in doubt, prioritize client safety in your decision-making. Manage test anxiety through regular practice with NCLEX-style questions, simulation of testing conditions, and development of positive self-efficacy. Visualization techniques, deep breathing exercises, and positive affirmations can help maintain calm and focus during the examination. The evolution of the NCLEX-RN examination reflects broader changes in the nursing profession and healthcare delivery systems. Today's healthcare environment demands nurses who can think critically, adapt quickly to changing situations, and make sound clinical judgments in increasingly complex scenarios. The next generation NCLEX represents a significant step toward ensuring that newly licensed nurses possess these essential capabilities, particularly in high-stakes situations where multiple variables must be considered simultaneously. Clinical judgment skills manifest in various practical scenarios, from managing multiple patients with competing priorities to responding to rapid changes in patient condition. For instance, a nurse must quickly assess whether a postoperative patient's increasing pain, slight fever, and redness at the incision site indicate normal healing or the beginning of a surgical site infection. These real-world situations require nurses to synthesize multiple data points and take appropriate action within time-sensitive contexts. As you prepare for the NCLEX-RN, remember that you're not just studying for an exam. You're developing the clinical judgment skills that will serve as the foundation of your nursing practice. The ability to recognize relevant cues, like subtle changes in vital signs, analyze information, such as laboratory values and assessment findings, prioritize problems, generate solutions, take appropriate action, and evaluate outcomes will be invaluable throughout your nursing career. These skills become particularly crucial in emergency situations where quick, accurate decisions can significantly impact patient outcomes. The healthcare landscape continues to evolve rapidly, characterized by increasing patient acuity, expanding nursing responsibilities, and advancing technologies. Modern nurses must navigate electronic health records, complex medical devices, and sophisticated treatment protocols while maintaining the human connection essential to patient care. Telehealth nursing, remote patient monitoring, and artificial intelligence-assisted care planning are becoming routine aspects of nursing practice, requiring adaptability and continuous learning. Saunders' comprehensive review for the NCLEX-RN examination offers a structured pathway to develop these essential skills through realistic case studies and clinical scenarios. The text incorporates current healthcare trends and emerging practice areas, helping students understand how theoretical knowledge applies in real-world situations. Through its comprehensive content review, practice questions, and test-taking strategies, it helps transform nursing students into competent, confident practitioners ready to enter an increasingly complex healthcare environment. Florence Nightingale's wisdom remains relevant today. Nursing is an art, and if it is to be made an art, it requires as exclusive a devotion, as hard a preparation, as any painter's or sculptor's work. The NCLEX-RN examination represents more than a licensure requirement. It's a crucial milestone in professional development that verifies your readiness to join the ranks of professional nurses committed to providing safe, compassionate, and effective care in an ever-evolving healthcare landscape. Success in modern nursing requires continuous professional development beyond initial licensure. Today's nurses must stay current with evidence-based practice guidelines, maintain technological competence, and develop leadership skills to advocate effectively for both patients and the profession. The foundation built through NCLEX preparation becomes a springboard for lifelong learning and professional growth in nursing. The journey to NCLEX RN success begins with understanding the examination's purpose to ensure that newly licensed nurses possess the knowledge and judgment necessary for safe practice. This understanding should guide your preparation strategy, focusing not just on memorizing facts, but on developing the clinical reasoning skills that underlie effective nursing care. Saunders' Pyramid to Success provides a structured approach to preparation, beginning with a solid foundation of fundamental nursing concepts and building toward more complex applications. This progressive learning method mirrors the development of clinical judgment in practice, starting with basic principles and advancing to nuanced decision-making in complex scenarios. The comprehensive review covers all major content areas organized within the client needs framework of the NCLEX RN test plan. Each section includes practice questions that not only test knowledge, but also develop critical thinking through detailed rationales for both correct and incorrect options. These rationales explain not just what the right answer is, but why it's right and why the distractors are wrong, a crucial component in developing clinical judgment. Beyond content knowledge, successful NCLEX RN preparation requires familiarity with the examination format and development of effective test-taking strategies. Understanding how to approach different question types, recognize what each question is asking, and apply nursing knowledge to select the best answer are skills that can be systematically developed through practice. The inclusion of next-generation NCLEX item types in preparation materials helps candidates become comfortable with these innovative formats before encountering them on the examination. Case studies that require application of all six cognitive skills in the clinical judgment model provide valuable practice in the kind of thinking required for both the NGN and real-world nursing practice. Remember that NCLEX RN preparation is not just about passing an examination. It's about developing the knowledge, skills, and judgment needed for a successful nursing career. By approaching your preparation with this perspective, you'll not only increase your chances of examination success, but also lay the groundwork for professional excellence.